Welcome to Shir Sfarno, Parshas Vayechi. The Parsha opens up, among other things, describing the special bracha that Yaakov Avinu bestows on Ephraim and Menashe, the two children of Yosef HaTzadik. So we'll take a look at some of the insights that the Sfarno has in that Parsha. Perek Memches, Pasuk Ches, it says, Vayar Yisrael b'nei Yosef, Yaakov Avinu saw the sons of Yosef, Vayomer Mi'ela. He said, who are these? So the Sfarno comments that it's not that Yaakov Avinu was unable to see altogether. Ra'a Shehem b'nei Adam, Avalohi kir mihem. He saw images of people, but he is not able to discern who exactly they were. In other words, he had blurry vision. And he was not blind. It says, "Ene Yisrael kavdu mizoken," that his eyes became heavy, and he was not able to see. Lo yuchal liros, but lo yuchal liros, the Sfarno understands, means he couldn't see well. Doesn't mean that he couldn't see at all. Yosef HaTzadik says back to him, "Vayomer Yosef el aviv bonaihem." These are my children that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to me here, Bozeh, here in Mitzrayim. The Sfarno comments, Bonai Heim, Velo B'nei Bonai. They're my children, not my grandchildren. Avol Heim Osam HaBonam Asher Nosan Elokim Bozeh Ba'odi Levadi Po. These are the children that were born to be in Mitzrayim when I was here alone before the rest of the family came down. A few psukim before, Yaakov Avinu had told Yosef that the children that were born to Yosef in Mitzrayim before Yaakov and the rest of the family would come down would be his, in the sense that they would get the bracha, a similar bracha of that which he was going to give to Yosef. So knows bozeh in this means here in Mitzrayim. Bozeh is basically the equivalent of the word po, right here. Okay, we know that Rashi brings a midrashic interpretation as to what bozeh means. Rashi brings heralo shtar erusin ukshar ksuba. Bozeh means a tangible object, according to Rashi, which Yosef HaTzadik pulled out in order to establish that these children were actually his. He showed him the ksuba that he had with their mother, with Osnas, in order to establish that these were his children. But again, the Sfarno, understanding things on a more pshat level, says, Bozeh means just here in Mitzrayim. These are the children who were born to be in Mitzrayim. And the pasuk continues, Vayomar, Yaakov Avinu says, Kochem no elai v'avorchem. Bring them to me, I will bless them. Then the pasuk continues, Ve'ene Yisrael kovdu mizoken. The eyes of Yisrael had become heavy with age, lo yuchali ros, he was unable to see. Again, as the Sfarno explained a moment ago, he was unable to see well. Vayagesho sam elov, he brought the children, Ephraim and Menashe, to him. Vayishak lohem, vayichabek lohem, he kissed them and he hugged them. Now, on the surface, kissing them and hugging them is just an expression of affection. You know, there was grandchildren. After all, it's a natural thing. It used to be a natural thing to hug and kiss your grandchildren. That used to be something you were allowed to do back in the day. But the Sfarno gives a different interpretation, a deeper interpretation of what's going on over here with the hugging and kissing. So first of all, he writes, Lo yuchal liros, what's the meaning of the fact that Yaakov Avinu was not able to see? Heitev. He was not able to see well. He could see, but he couldn't see well. As the Sfarno said before, he could discern that there were people standing there, but he couldn't make out who it was. In order for the bracha to fully devolve on Ephraim and Menashe, says the Sfarno, it would have been necessary for Yaakov Avinu to see Ephraim and Menashe well. In other words, there has to be some kind of connection which is forged between the Mevarech, the one blessing, and the Misbarech, the one getting the bracha. One way to forge that connection is through Re'iyah, is through sight. Ke'inyan asher tir enu misham. Uche'inyon vayareu Hashem es kol ha'aretz. We find both by Bilam and Lahavdil by Moshe Rabbeinu that when they want to bestow a bracha, their ability to see that which they are bestowing the bracha upon becomes paramount. Right? Take the example of Bilam, the first example that the Sfarno cites. So Balak says, you know, I'll take you around to all these mountains, you'll be able to see the Jewish people, and that way you'll be able to curse them. Of course, we know he ultimately blesses them. But apparently the rules for how you put a klal on somebody are similar to the rules in which you, in the manner in which you would put a brach on somebody. So the question is, why does Bilam have to see the Jewish people in order to curse them? Why can't he just, you know, sit back in his easy chair and say whatever you're supposed to say and make the klal happen? So apparently you see, says the Sfarno, that the effectiveness of a klala, and by the same token, the effectiveness of a bracha, is tied to the ability to see the recipient of what you're getting. That's why it was so important. Balak realized that for Bilam to put a klala on the Jewish people, it was important for him to see them. And similarly as well, when Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life is told by the Ribbono Shel Olam, look out upon Eretz Yisrael before you die. So we've seen already, we saw this in the Ramban, we spoke about this over Simchas Torah, that the intent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind for Moshe Rabbeinu to see Eretz Yisrael before his death was that Moshe Rabbeinu should be able to bestow a bracha on Eretz Yisrael, that he should invest, again, whatever we understand this was exactly, but that there should be something holy, that Moshe Rabbeinu would invest in Eretz Yisrael. How? By virtue of seeing it. So in other words, the sight creates a connection between the Mevarech and the Misporech. V'chein be'elisha, v'yifen acharav v'yir'em. And even when it comes to Elisha, when he unfortunately brought catastrophe upon a bunch of youths who were tormenting him, he saw them, and the sight was able to create that klala. So in other words, Yaakov Avinu, just coming back to the point of the Sfarno, Yaakov Avinu was anxious to bless Ephraim and Manasseh, but his inability to see them clearly made it difficult for him to bestow the bracha upon them. So writes the Sfarno, therefore, Vayishak lohem, Vayichabek lohem, he kissed them and hugged them as a substitute for the ability to see them. Kedesh tidbak nafsho bohem, writes the Sfarno, the hugging and kissing of Ephraim and Manasseh was intended so that the soul of Yaakov Avinu should cling to them. B'sachul aleihem birchaso. And this way, if he can't see them, at least through hugging them and kissing them, through connecting with them on some kind of physical level, that way the bracha is going to be fully realized with regards to Ephraim and Manasseh, something that he was not able to do through sight. So again, the hugging and the kissing is not simply an expression of grandfatherly affection, you know, the way we might understand on a simple level, it's an essential element to enable the bracha to take place from Yaakov Avinu to Ephraim and Manasseh.
Yitzchak,
right. 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 So let's go back then to the parsha of the parsha's told us where Yitzchak Avinu gives the bracha first to Yaakov, and then gives a substitute bracha to Esav. So how was that supposed to work exactly? So we find that the Sfarno over there writes that there were other mechanisms that had to be employed in order to make the bracha work. So for instance, he writes that the matamim, the delicious food that Esav was told to bring to Yitzchak Avinu, the way the Sfarno puts it, and again we commented at the time, other Mefarshim see it in a different light, but the way the Sfarno understands it is the Mat'amim was a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kibud Av, and through the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kibud Av, that was the schus that the bracha should devolve, should be chal on Esav. We also saw that the Sfarno there writes that when Yitzchak Avinu draws whom he thinks is Esav, but is actually Yaakov, close, v'yorach esreach begodov, v'yivarcheyu, he smells the smell, And that enables him to give the bracha. There, the Sfarno writes as well that the sense of smell is a very, very powerful sense. It's a very spiritual sense. He quotes the pasuk, "Kol haneshama tahaloka haluka," right? That that which I breathe in is connected to the soul. And the fact that he had this connection through reyach, through scent, was also something that enabled the bracha to take place. So again, he doesn't present it in Parshas Toldos as a way of compensating for the blindness of Yitzchak. But if you put his comments over there together with his comments over here, you know, the common denominator seems to be, you can't just, I don't know if you can't, but in other words, it's not as effective to just throw a bracha in someone's direction without creating some kind of connection between the Mevarech and the Misbarech. So one way to do that is sight, one way to do that is touch, one way to do that is scent. One way to do that is, you know, the schus of a mitzvah, creating some kind of connection. But there has to be something in order to maximize the ability of the bracha to reach the person that you're trying to be mevarech. Again, that's what seems to emerge from all of these comments in the Sfarno together. Okay, so the pasuk then goes on to comment, "Vayomer Yisrael lo Yosef." Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, "Re'o fonecho, lo filolti. I didn't believe that I would ever see your face again. V'nei hera usi elokim gam ezarecha. And behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has showed me even your children." Comments the Sfarno. "V'aleichem omar kehal amim." And as I said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me that there would be a kehal amim, a congregation of nations that would emerge for my descendants. So that was talking about you. That was talking about Yosef and his sons. V'zeh omar elai kishabirchani birusha sa'aretz. Ke'omra lomalo vayivarech osi. So this was told to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he gave me the bracha that I would inherit Eretz Yisrael. Imkein roi sha'osa habracha tochul aleichem. Therefore, it's only appropriate that the bracha should devolve upon all of you. And therefore he decides that he's going to give the bracha not only to Yosef at this time, but to his children as well. This is going to be the bracha. So what's the bracha? So it says, in Pasuk Tesvav, "Vayivarech es Yosef," he blesses Yosef, and then, as the Nes Pasuk famously says, "Hamalach Hagoel Osimi Korah Yivarech Esan Ne'orim." Right? May the angel who redeemed me from all evil, may he bless these children, Ephraim and Menashe. May he bless these young boys. The question, of course, is the Pasuk starts off saying "Vayivarech Es Yosef," and then it goes on to talk about the fact that Yaakov Avinu invokes a bracha for Ephraim and Menashe. So how do you square those two things? Who's he giving the bracha to? Is he giving the bracha to Yosef? Is he giving the bracha to Ephraim and Menashe? So one way of understanding these psukim is to say that a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe is essentially a bracha to Yosef, because after all, you bless a person's children, in a sense, you're really blessing him. The Sfarno does not say that. The Sfarno says as follows, "Vayivarech es Yosef, v'lo hutzrach bozeh l'ri'iyo, v'lo l'chibuk v'lo n'neshika." Yaakov Avinu blesses Yosef without needing any medium. He didn't need to see him. He didn't need to hug him. He didn't need to kiss him. He had that connection to Yosef that was already there. What was that connection formed by? So presumably, and this Rabbi Cooperman writes in his notes, that in the end of the day, there was this incredible connection between Yaakov and Yosef, which was unique. Yisrael ahavis Yosef mikol banav. Right, ki ben zekunim hulo. There was this incredible connection between Yaakov and Yosef, and apparently the Sfarno learns that connection is so powerful that Yaakov Avinu can bless Yosef without needing any medium. All the things we spoke about before, the need to have a connection through sight or through touch or through scent or whatever it happens to be, that didn't apply to Yaakov and Yosef. They were bonded in a way that goes beyond our understanding. So he blesses Yosef. And says the Sfarno, "V'lo hiskir mehoisa habracha." The Torah never tells us what the bracha was to Yosef. Vayivarech es Yosef, he blessed Yosef, period. Then the pasuk goes on to say, Vayomar, and he said, and that, says the Sfarno, introduces the bracha to the children, to Ephraim and Manasseh. Vayomar, achar shebeirach es Yosef. Right, so it's interesting, the way the Sfarno learns is there are really two brachas which are being bestowed upon here. Yaakov Avinu is blessing Yosef with a bracha whose text is not written in the Chumash itself. And then he goes on to give a special bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh, which is what's recorded in the Chumash, which we'll see in just a few moments. It's not that they were given the same bracha. It's not that a bracha for Ephraim and Manasseh automatically is considered to be a bracha for Yosef. It's that there are two distinct brachas. The bracha for Yosef is not mentioned in Chumash. And we might suggest that that bracha, again, is so powerful and basic because of the incredible relationship that exists between Yaakov and Yosef, it doesn't even need to be spelled out in the Chumash as to what its content was, as to what its content exactly was. We should also note, and this the Rabbi Cooperman has noted in his notes a few times, the Sfarno is not uncomfortable ignoring the trup when giving a pshat in Chumash. The trup over here would seem to indicate that Vayomar goes together with the words Vayivarech es Yosef. Vayivarech es Yosef, Vayomar. Vayomar is an esnachto, it's the middle of the pasuk. The way the Sfarno is reading the pasuk is that we should read it as Vayivarech es Yosef, ki'ilu, as if the esnachto, the middle of the pasuk, was there, Vayivarech es Yosef. And then Vayomer ho Elokim asher yisalchu avosai lefanov. Now that's against the trup. Doesn't fit with the Tamei HaMikra, but again, that doesn't seem to bother the Sfarno in terms of his interpretation. Okay, so what was the bracha that he actually gave Ephraim and Manasseh? So he says as follows: Ho Elokim, asher yisalchu avosai lefanov Avraham v'Yitzchok, God, before whom my forefathers walked, Avram and Yitzchak, Ho Elokim haroe osi meodi arayom hazeh, God who shepherded me from way back when, even until this day. The sentence doesn't finish. It's an introductory phrase. It refers to the Ribono Shel Olam, before whom my forefathers walked, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu who watched over me. But then what's the rest of the bracha? What's the rest of the pasuk? We're not told. The next pasuk goes on to say, Hamaloch ha-goel osimi kora, may the angel who redeemed me from all evil, Yivarech es-ana'arim, may he bless these children. What happened to the reference to the Ribono Shel Olam in the first pasuk? Where's the end of the sentence? So the Sfarno fills in for us as follows. O Elokim, asher yisalchu avosai lefanov, Ato Elohim, asher atohu shishalchu avosai lefanov, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before whom my forefathers walked, asei bizchusam, act in the merit of my forefathers, of Avram and Yitzchak, and protect these children. So in other words, it's an appeal to the Ribonish, to the schus of Avram and Yitzchak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect them. And then we read the famous pasuk, HaMalach HaGoel Osimi Korah Yivarech, the Malach who redeemed me should bless these children, V'korei Vohem Shmi V'Shem Avosai Avram V'Yitzchak. And my name and the names of my forefathers Avram and Yitzchak should be called upon these children. What does that mean exactly? In what sense is the name of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov called potentially upon Ephraim and Manasseh? So he writes as follows: Lo shem Terach v'Nachor. What the pasuk means to say is that the names of Terach and Nachor, Terach the father of Avram, and Nachor the father of Terach. No, it's not Nachor the son of Terach, but Nachor the father of Terach. The names of those ancestors should not be associated with my children. Ki atzadikim lo yikare aleihem shem avosam harishoyim. Tzadikim do not have the names of their forefathers who are rishoyim associated with them. Tzadikim are associated with their righteous ancestors, but not, if they have them, with their non-righteous ancestors. Shlo yisyaches, fine. Av vilochein hispalil aleihem shiyu muchanim v'ne'ezorim la'avodas hakel yisporach ba'ofen shiyu ru'uyim lisyaches la'avram lo yitzchak. So the tefillah that Yaakov Avinu uttered, says the Sfarno, in a sense, is not only a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect these young lads, who Yivarech es HaNa'arim, but the tefillah of Yikarei Vohem Shmi V'Shem Avosei Avram V'Yitzchak is a tefillah that these boys, Ephraim and Menashe, should go in a derech which will make them worthy of being called children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? In other words, depending on your actions, you can either be associated with your righteous forebears, or lehepich, a person could be associated with his not-so-righteous forebears. These children should act in such a way that v'yikarei v'hem shmi v'shem avosei Avram v'yitzchak, they should be associated with the tzaddikim in the family yichus, not with the rishoyim in the family yichus. So once you understand the pasuk in that way, you can understand why, according to the Sfarno, this was a bracha that he gave specifically to Ephraim and Menashe, but was not the bracha that he gave to Yosef. Because Yosef has already proven himself. Yosef has shown that he's walked in the way of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In a sense, to bless Yosef with that bracha would be somewhat insulting. It would imply that he still has to prove himself in terms of whether he's going to relate to the tzaddikim and the ancestry, or whether he's going to relate to the Rishayim and the ancestry. But Ephraim and Menashe are young kids. I mean, they still have their lives ahead of them. So it's an appropriate bracha to say, Yikarei Vohem Shmi V'Shem Avosei Avram V'Yitzchak, you know, because who knows what's going to be. We're still at an early stage in their lives, and they still have to establish what's going to be at a later point in life. And just... The Sfarno concludes that statement, Al derech yached livavi liyiroshem echa. And this follows this bracha which he gives Ephraim and Menashe, that they should be worthy of being called after Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, is reminiscent of the pasuk in Tehillim, Peivav Yud Aleph, yached livavi. Focus my heart liyiroshem echa, so that I should fear your name. What does he mean by that? So essentially, that pasuk in Tehillim is David HaMelech davening, "Help me be an oved Hashem in the fullest sense of the term." A person may wonder, isn't it a little bit circular to daven to Hashem for help in being an Eved Hashem, and for help in being a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Just do it. I mean, after all, Chazal tell us, HaKol B'dei Shemayim, Chutz Meiras Shemayim. It's not up to the Ribbono Shel Olam whether you're going to be an Eved Hashem. It's up to you whether you're going to be an Eved Hashem. So what does the pasuk mean in Tehillim? Yached Levavi L'Yiras Shemecha. Help me focus my heart to fear you. Just do it. Don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. So you see, and again, we know this from our davening, but it's an important point to bring out, we see that it's not wrong, and in fact, it's totally appropriate for a person to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam for his divine assistance in serving Hashem. It may be up to us in the sense that HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Meiras Shemayim. It may be up to us that God can't force us to have Yiras Shemayim. God can't force us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But God can help us when we choose to go in that particular direction. Right? If a person wants to come and be metayer himself, to purify himself, to walk in the right path, and he makes the effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him in that effort. In fact, Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Sukkah, that Ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ozrei eno yacholo, right? The Yetzirah is so powerful that the only way we can overcome the Yetzirah is with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's foolish to believe that we have the ability on our own, you know, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help to be able to serve Him. So that's the pasuk in Tehillim, Yached Levavi L'Yiras Shemecha, and that's also ultimately the tefillah that Yaakov Avinu davened regarding Ephraim and Menashe. Right? Yikarei vohem shmim v'shem avosai. In other words, may they act in a way, give them the help to act in a way where they will be proud to be associated with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? So that's the bracha which he gives to Ephraim and Menashe. We'll pick up tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer,